Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome to those who are new. Let's start this evening with praise and worship this evening. Hallelujah.
At your feet, bow before your throne. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. By faith, we step into Jerusalem. We appear before you with thanksgiving. I want to thank you, Lord, for your everlasting anointings. The anointings that destroy yokes and removes burdens. We're thankful, Lord, for another day. Accorded us, O God, to come before you. This is a time, a season of your supernatural blessings bestowed upon our lives. And Lord, O God, let your hand rest upon us for good. Bless exceedingly, far beyond anything we dare ask or think. You're the God who knows all things, sees all things. We thank you, Lord, that we are here. And you preceded us here. Thank you for receiving our worship. Thank you, Father, for what you are about to do, that which is about to be made manifest unto us by your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for your anointings. And I thank you, Lord, that your promises, which are yes and amen in you, are now made amen in us, for you are abiding in us. We are your tabernacle. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Yes, we are the tabernacle of the Lord. And just like the tabernacle, the sukkahs that are built, we live here temporarily. God has greater things in store. But in this journey of deliverance, God is making certain that you move with his blessings on your life. He is the water of life, and he is that rock that is going with us step by step. Those that trust in God will never thirst. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is my great honor and privilege to introduce to you a great man of God. When we were setting up these meetings, I had two names that came into my spirit, and I put those names together and I sent it out to the one who puts our promo together. And after I'd done all of that, I think it was Saturday last or the Saturday before, out of nowhere, the Lord speaks the name of this mighty man of God, speaks it in my spirit. I said, I've already had the promotion done. Everything is put in order. What am I supposed to do with this? But you cannot win an argument with God, can you? When God says, this is what I want to do, that's what you got to do. Amen? And so I am so honored and privileged that God set apart this man as a secret weapon for us today. You and I are about to receive fresh bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I say what you said to me a moment ago? He said something to me that was rather unique. And I was greatly touched about it. He said, I have never preached on this subject before. Now, that sounded rather strange to me, because he's led Bridges for Peace. He said, I had to do a lot of study. And I said, oh, God is giving to us fresh bread. This is first time you are receiving the first fruits of this word. Do you know how blessed you are? Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Wow, the rest is blessed. Now I know why God said, I want him. Why God chose him. Let us welcome this great man of God, John Housen, Reverend John Housen. We thank God for you. I believe you gave us one of our signs many years ago. A sign, the church sign that we have. Is this the right? No, that's not the right holder. You got a proper holder? Okay. Do you mind holding on to the mic?
I can't for a minute.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out.
This on.
Praise the Lord.
Are you with me?
Yes, we are with you. Okay.
I got to be here. Thank you. You're going to give me a different mic. Okay. Sorry, I should have done this before, right? If God tells you to do something, you better do it. I've been preaching for over 50 years. I never preached on this subject before. So guess what I had to do? Every day, all week, I had my nose in the books and praying and asking God. I'm so happy that I have this little lady here with me tonight, right in the front row. Stand up, Ruth. She's been living with me for 57 years. And it's been good. God gave us 12 grandchildren, 3 daughters, 12 grandchildren, 3 married this summer, others trying to get married. Youngest grandchild's only 6 years old, and I hope she doesn't get married for a while. For peace. Whose job is that? Oh my goodness.
We'll get this done.
You have to give him a demotion.
No. Your hands are full.
Okay. How's that?
Is that better? Did I do it okay?
Can you hear me? All right. Watch my teeth. How's that? Can you hear me? Can you hear me in Jerusalem? Pick up a dispatch after one of our publications. How many ever heard of Bridges for Peace before? How many ever heard of 100 Huntley Street before? Do you still have that sign up there that I gave you?
No, I think it's somewhere though.
It's somewhere. Okay, I used to work for Huntley Street, and when I left there, We gave the sign to Place of Peace at that time. Father, thank you for the privilege of being here tonight with Pastor Zeno and his congregation. We pray your divine blessing on this service, and we thank you for your anointing and your help with this. Amen. This is called Sukkoth, or the Feast of Tabernacles. And Sukkot, which is the plural, for the year 2021, starts on the evening of Monday, September 20th. You know what day that was? That was the day of the election that was a non-election. Right? Ended the seven-day festival on sundown Monday, September 27th. The festival in Israel lasts for 6 days, ending at sundown on September 26th. For the Jewish calendar, night begins before day. Thus, the holidays or festival begins on the sunset of the previous day. It's a seven-day Jewish festival with the first day. The Jews have just come through another festival called Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, the Jewish new year. And their year is 5782, 5,782. And they've just come from the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. It's called the Day of Atonement, when they ask God to forgive all their sins. Now, Sukkoth means booths. It's a week-long Jewish holiday that comes 5 days after the Yom Kippur, celebrates the gathering of the harvest and commemorates the miraculous protection God provided for the children of Israel when they left Egypt. They celebrate Sukkot by dwelling in a booth. They build a booth in their backyard, a foliage-covered booth known as a sukkah, and they take four species of vegetation. One is called the etrog or the citron. One is called the lulav or the palm frond. One is called hadissim, which is a myrtle twig. And the other one is called aravot, willow twigs. These four species were tied together and taken to the synagogue to wave as they rejoice in the Lord. I wish I had one tonight. I get the pastor to do that. It is a time of rejoicing. Troubles are left behind. How many left their troubles behind tonight? Yes. It is forbidden to bear a burden on a festival day. No work is to be done. Isn't that good? And one of the parts of the Bible that talks a lot about this is Numbers 33. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but we'll refer to part of it in a couple of minutes. Numbers 33 gives us a minute description of the desert wanderings of the people of God after they left Egypt. You cannot read it without being moved by the tender love and care of God when they left Egypt. God kept a record of the journeying of his poor people from the moment they marched out of Egypt until they crossed into Jordan. From the land of death and darkness, God took them to a land flowing with milk and honey. This chapter 3 has 42 journeys of the Israelites. They camp. How many like camping? For 40 years? They camped in 42 different places. Okay,
He knew their way as they walked through the great wilderness. For 40 years, he was with them. They didn't lack a thing. He went before them every step of the way. He traveled over every stage of the wilderness. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted. He took care of them like a tender nurse. And I know what that's like because my wife was a nurse, and she's a tender nurse for all these years. Their garments didn't grow old. Wouldn't you get tired of wearing the same suit every day? Yeah. Same dress every day? Their feet didn't swell. He retraces the entire way by which his hand led them, carefully noting each successive stage of that marvelous pilgrimage and every spot in the desert at which they had halted. What a journey! What a traveling companion! He gave them manna, he gave them quail, he gave them water out of the rock. He took care of their enemies. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. It's very comforting to the heart of the pilgrim to be assured that every stage of his wilderness journey is marked out by the infinite love and unerring wisdom of God. He's leading his people by a right way, home to himself. There is not a single circumstance in their lot which is not carefully ordered by himself. Let it only be our care to walk with him day by day in simple confidence, casting all our care upon him and leaving ourselves and all our belongings absolutely in his hands. How many have had to do that the last 18 months? You didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't know what they would tell you next, but you could cast all your cares and all your burdens on the Lord. And how many can say God looked after them? Did God look after you? Yes. This is the true source of blessedness all the journey through. And then when our desert wanderings are over, when the last stage of the wilderness has been trodden, he will take us home to be with himself forever. Let me give you some examples of where he led them, if you're following along. Numbers 33, verse 5. It says, they removed from Ramses and pitched in Succoth. Okay, that was the first spot. And then Numbers 33, verse 6, they departed from Succoth and pitched in Etham. And Numbers 33, verse 7, they removed from Etham and pitched in Pi-hahiroth. And in verse 10, they removed from Elam and encamped by the Red Sea. And this chapter gives a total of 42 camping spots where they rested over that whole entire journey. There were 38 other stopping places on their journey besides the one that you've given us. And then the next chapter, Numbers 34, gives the boundaries of the inheritance after they arrive in the land of Canaan. It's drawn by the land of Canaan. The very hand that guided their wanderings through the wilderness fixes the bounds of their habitation, but they never took possession of the land as given by God. You know that? Only the young ones. God raised up a whole new generation that believed in him. And they're the ones that went in to the land of Israel. He gave them the whole land and gave it forever. They took but a part, and that for a time, he raised up a whole new generation to enter their inheritance. Even Moses did not enter in because of his anger. Struck the rock. I've been in Israel 56 times. I've been there in Jordan a few times. I've stood there where Moses looked out from the land of Moab over into Israel, over into Jericho. He led the people through there, but he never got there. What a tragedy. He didn't enter in because of his anger. Watch your anger. They were excluded for the present. But Jehovah will accomplish all his promises and lead his people into all the blessings secured to them in the everlasting covenant. How many know that God has an everlasting covenant with the Jewish people? How many know that he's given them that land as an everlasting possession? Anyone know how long everlasting is? Amen. Not one jot or tittle shall fail of all that he has spoken. His promises are yea and amen in Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Okay, look at Leviticus 23, 39 to 42. Are these coming up there? Don't worry, I've got them written down. Okay. Beginning with the 15th day of the seventh month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate this festival to the Lord for 7 days. The first day is a day of Sabbath rest. The eighth day is a day of Sabbath rest. On the first day, you are to take branches from luxuriant trees, from palms, willows, other leafy trees, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. This past week, they observed the holiest day in the Hebrew biblical calendar, the Day of Atonement, a day of fasting and prayer, of supplication, repentance, of reflection and meditation. And the following week moves into a seemingly opposite theme. The Feast of Tabernacles is the harvest festival of ingathering, a time of celebration of joy, a time of thankfulness and good food. Yummy. Pumpkin pie. Does this remind you of something that you and I celebrate? What is that? Thanksgiving. Sukkot is the original inspiration for the Thanksgiving holiday, which is coming up in a few days. In the Bible, it's also known as the Feast of Ingathering. Celebrate the festival of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field, the festival in gathering. At the end of the year, when you gather in your crops from the field. We weren't quite so sure what our crops were going to look like this year. There was so much drought. And then all of a sudden it began to rain, and I don't think they turned out too badly. On this occasion, we are to remember this first Aliyah, the Israelites' deliverance from slavery in Egypt and being brought by God's mighty hand through the wilderness into the land of promise. During this 40-year journey, life was hard, and we lived in tents for an entire generation. For this reason, we commemorate this throughout our generations by dwelling, eating, rejoicing in a temporary shelter and having a big celebration on the eighth day. And who's to enjoy this celebration? Yes, me. Deuteronomy 16, 13 to 15. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. Thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou, thy son and thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hands. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The verses following this mention that no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way that the Lord your God has blessed you. Has the Lord blessed you? You know, I got a call from the conservatives several times. Reverend Housen, how are you doing in COVID times? Oh, I'm doing just fine. COVID's not bothering me. I got enough to eat and all that. And I don't have any needs. And then they say, well, we have needs. Can you give us an offering? And then I started to tell them, well, I've heard your line so many times I can quote it. This is the part that applies especially to believers or celebrants during the Feast of Tabernacles. Throughout the Bible, besides the sacrifices, two other important ceremonies took place. The priest would draw fresh, pure water from the pool of Siloam and carry it to the temple, where it was poured into a silver basin beside the altar, which foreshadowed the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Also, it was symbolic of prayers for the winter rain. You know, they don't get much rain in Israel. They're always praying for rain. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. He'll send bright showers. I can't remember a time ever going to Israel when they were not saying, pray for the rain. Also, four huge menorahs were lit along the walls of the temple, which reminded the people of the pillar of fire which led them through the desert. However, it also demonstrated that the promised Messiah would be a light to the world. The Master had these very specific references in mind when he said these words during this holiday period. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water shall flow from him. And also, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Bring your sacrifices, and one day you must come. Zechariah 14:16, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King and the Lord of hosts to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, how many have been to Israel here? Let me see your hand. I know that these two have been to Israel, because quite often I've met them on the airplanes while I'm going. Now, these verses tell us that all of us have got to get used to going to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles is on right now with ICEJ, only it's virtual. Because of that dirty word, COVID. Check it out, Numbers 29, specific sacrifice instructions are detailed for each day. What is the significance of Sukkot for us? Sukkot is the original Thanksgiving with the pilgrims that came from England and landed in Plymouth in 1621. They were so thankful for the safe passage over the ocean. They were thankful for the warm welcome they got from the Aboriginal people that were there. And they were blessing God. They modeled Sukkah. They modeled Thanksgiving. It lasted 3 days. And listen to this. I researched this and found out that it was attended by 90 Native American people that joined in with them, and 53 pilgrim people from England, from overseas. They didn't eat the first year. They were days of prayer. They thanked the Lord. They just prayed. But two years later, they had a time of feasting. We've been feasting ever since then on Thanksgiving, right? Because they had a severe drought. Then all of a sudden there was food, and so they had a big feast. They recognized that God was faithful. He gave them manna from heaven. He gave them water from the rock. He provided them with quail. Even in the wilderness, he provided. And he provided for those Plymouth people and for all those people. And today, what day is Thanksgiving? I have to preach on Thanksgiving Sunday somewhere. I've been preaching almost every Sunday, so I can hardly remember where I go. Even in the wilderness, he provided. They dwell in booths as a commentary that here we have no permanent home. This world is not our home. I look down here and see Sandy. The last time I saw her was at Carol Miles' funeral. This world was not Carol Miles' home. She longed to go. She wanted to die and go to be with Jesus. Now, in the New Testament, Revelation, it tells us that God has a sukkah. Revelation 21, verse 3. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." Amen. "Neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more COVID, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said unto me, "It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." God's sukkah is a shelter or refuge. Psalm 27, verse 5. "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. He will guide us in our time of trouble." It is a time to give thanks. It is a time to count our blessings. Even in hard times, can we ignore our trials, difficulties, and our wants? No, but we can commit them to him, right? There are things that we have to commit to the Lord every day. We don't know what to do about them, but he invites us to cast all our cares upon him. Of all the many Jewish holidays, Sukkot is one of the most fun and interesting ones. For 7 or 8 days, we relax in decorated sukkahs, shake our lulavs and etrogs, and eat delicious meals. It's celebrated to remember the wondrous miracles God performed in the desert. I've been working with Bridges for Peace since 1994, Ruth and I went to Israel as volunteers for almost 3 months. And then when we came back home, we began working with Bridges for Peace in Canada as the assistant director. And one of the first things we did, we went to the synagogue up here on just north of here, Sinclair, I think it is. And a different one, Orthodox. And they were celebrating what's called Simchat Torah. And if you ever want to see something interesting, go to the synagogue on Simchat Torah. They welcome Gentiles. And what they do, the priest, the rabbi, goes to the ark, takes out the scroll, and he unrolls it, and he rolls it back to Genesis chapter 1. Goes from Genesis chapter 1 up until the end of Deuteronomy. That's the 5 books of Moses. That's the Torah. And they dance around, and they get filled with the spirit that they buy at the liquor store. And I don't touch that stuff, so not advocating it. But the scrolls are taken from the ark and carried around the synagogue, and they dance. The little kids carry it. Even they ask us Gentiles to help them. Songs of praise are chanted. Let me talk to you a little bit about Thanksgiving before I close here. I'm almost finished. How am I doing on my time there, Pastor? Okay. I like this portion of, it's in 1 Kings 17, verse 3. There, you know, Elijah was afraid of Jezebel, and the Lord told him, go, turn eastward, hide by the brook Cherith, and you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh daily. This was through natural means. How would you like to eat food that was brought to you by an old crow? That's what I can't tell the difference between a raven and a crow, except one sits on a tree outside my house almost every morning going, caw, caw. This was how God provided for him through natural means, and then the brook dried up. Secondly, 1 Kings 17:9, God said, arise, get thee to Zarephath, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. And God sometimes uses the body of Christ to help us, to feed us, to sustain us. And thirdly, 1 Kings 19, verse 5, Jezebel threatened to kill him, and he fled to Beersheba, and he was tired as could be when he got down there. It's quite a journey. He lay and slept under a juniper tree, and behold, an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. And he looked, and there was a cake baked by his head, and a cruse of water lay at his head. God sent him some angel food cake out there in the desert, right? God uses supernatural means. God has many ways of meeting our needs. Well, praise the Lord. Let me give you a few lessons from the Sukkah. With this, I'm finished. How many know we are all sojourners? We're not going to be here forever. We won't be here forever. Leviticus 23:41, you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in a year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. 1 Peter 2:11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. We're only strangers. We're only pilgrims. I get my Winnipeg Free Press on my telephone, and I look on the obituary column every morning. And if my name's not in there, then I go to work, right? But almost several times a week, I see names in there of people that I know. And we pray for them and so on. Sojourning is a great equalizer, okay? They lived in tents, whether they were rich or whether they were poor. Everyone lived in a tent for 40 years. It's an equalizer. The New Testament refers to our bodies as a tabernacle. I read this when my father died about 35 years ago. I gathered all my siblings around and grandchildren, children, grandchildren. We went in to see him for the first time, and I read this verse. If the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. Like the tabernacle, we too are flimsy and frail and soon begin to fade. But Jesus has gone ahead of us to prepare many mansions. Our faith requires flexibility. When I first came to Winnipeg 44 years ago, I sometimes wanted to get out of here. You know, I've been from Ontario, I've been from Quebec, and my family was all down there. Ruth's family were down here. We were pastoring Charleswood Temple. And sometimes I tried to get out of here many times. And then one day I told the Lord, I'm not going to try to get out of here anymore. You put me here. If you ever want me to leave, you make it so clear and so plain that I can't miss it. And I'm still here. And I love it. I love Winnipeg. You know, it's a wonderful place to live. Our faith requires flexibility. If God says, move, you better be ready to move. Pastor Zeno calls and said, God told me you're coming to my church this week. You better be ready to move. We must be able to follow the pillar of fire and the cloud. And we must be ready to sacrifice. Romans 12:1. This is my last verse. Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. God gives us our lives so we can serve Him. He sustains us with income, food, clothing, and shelter for His service as well as talents. He gives us salvation to share with others. He gives us the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Amen. Enjoy the Feast of Tabernacles. There you go, Pastor.
Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Thank you so very much for the deposit. I am deeply touched by the words that you spoke in so many ways. To see the hand of God, to recognize the provisions of God, to understand. I don't mean to add anything to what you have shared with us, but to highlight something that you shared this evening. It's found in, I think it was maybe the first passage of scripture you'd mentioned, Leviticus 23. In the second and the fourth verse, we read these words. God says to Moses, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Jews, of the Lord. So this is the feast of the Lord. So if it is a feast of the Lord, then this is a feast that this is a party that he's throwing. This is the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. That word there for convocations can be translated as a public meeting, but in the depth of it, that word should be translated as rehearsal. Are you with me? This is a rehearsal. We are rehearsing something that we are about to step into. And one of these days, it's not going to be a rehearsal anymore. Amen? Even these are whose feast? My feast, he says. These are my feast. This is not Jewish feast, Gentile feast, Christian feast. This is God's feast. Praise the Lord. It's the feast of the Lord. And he's invited you to the feast. Don't be making any excuses. The last time I read, the people that made an excuse when they were invited to a feast were thrown out. Don't be discarded. Hallelujah. It's the feast of the Lord. Verse 4. These are the feast of the Jews. The Lord. Even holy convocations which ye shall proclaim. When? In their seasons. You proclaim it. This is a feast. God is inviting us to a feast. Hallelujah. God wants to tabernacle with his people. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as he said today, this is a time of bringing special gifts. No man should show up empty-handed. Praise the Lord. I want you to prayerfully talk to the Lord. We're going to be giving all through this week, all through this week, every service we give. I have a minimum that I give. Last year it was a certain amount. This year it's 150% more than last year. Every service, a minimum. And the amazing thing about it is that God has always provided for that minimum. When I stayed 150% back, I got just that. When I increased it, I got exactly what I increased it to. You see, because finally, child of God, you and I need to understand that our income is not determined by your boss or your business. It is determined by you. You determine your income. You earn wages, you earn a salary, but your income, you determine. And I have my mind set up by the Spirit of God, God helping me. My income is, the limit is going to be lifted off of it. Hallelujah. And this is the perfect time during the Feast of Tabernacle where God connects with you and says, my blessings are coming upon you and there is no limit to my blessings. I am the God of the overflow. Do you receive that? God of the overflow. Break the backbone of lack, of poverty, because the Lord God Almighty, who is your shepherd, who shepherded them right through that wilderness, is the same God who is going to shepherd you through the life, the wilderness of life, and make certain that you lack nothing. Do you receive that word? I am so blessed tonight. You have sparked something on the inside of me tonight to remind me. You know, it's one thing for me to preach certain things. It's another thing when I'm sitting down listening to another man of God, you know, just bring it. Just bring it. And I start drinking. And something is happening on the inside of me. I'm being fortified by the grace of God. I'm reminded again, I have come to the feast of the Lord. It is party time. Hallelujah. Once, and we're not going to drink that stuff. This is good one, new wine. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready to get drunk in the Spirit? Rise with me for a moment. Do this. That's a cup in your hand. Do this. That's you drinking. Do this. This from your belly. That is rivers of living water bursting forth out of you. You are satisfied. You are blessed. You will thirst no more. And wherever you go, the blessing is. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I declare by the authority of your word that there be an explosive work of grace, O God, in the lives of your sons and your daughters. Lord, O God, there is no parched ground around them. There is no drought around them. Lord, O God, they are greatly watered. And Lord, O God, there is a springing forth of glorious things even now. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we declare it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement shouted, Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This Sunday, I want you to get ready to sow an uncommon seed. What did I say? Sow an uncommon seed. Something that is really dear to you. Because we are going to increase our income. Hallelujah. There is an incoming. Because there is an ingathering. Speak in your spiritual language right now. Koto boshaka. Rikata bosheke te debre. O rebaladaba shande katoso. Rikata barikata ria kosha. Kandele mato pore mata. E mano kio riba. Ikata tashikata labo. Ye mado sheke te te rebara. Rikata toshi mado ribaladaka. Rekatoshi alaba shanda bakoreba. O ribaroshi nabato seke. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I receive it. Hallelujah. Just let God touch you. The Lord has released upon us tonight a very special gift. It is the gift of a submissive heart to obey. There is only one thing that is greater than your sacrifice. It's your obedience. Let me say that again. There is only one thing in the economy of God that is greater than sacrifice. It is your obedience. And God is releasing that grace upon the lives of His people. I didn't know what the man of God was bringing to us today. But the Lord said, He sent you to release the grace of obedience. I receive it. Just worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord. Use your prayer language. Pull this thing in. Pull this thing in. Pull it in. Pull it in. the grace of obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, the Word of God says. You are going to be able to hear God clearly, and you are going to obey God. Hallelujah. As I stood there just a moment ago, the Lord gave me exactly what He wants from me. And it is a number that I would never have considered in my life to give unto God. It's a number I wouldn't have even considered at all, because it makes no sense in the natural to me. But that's exactly what God says. This is what I want from you. And when I thought about it, it was an uncommon. Because it was not common to me. I will never, in the natural, have these numbers. But it's uncommon. God is asking for an uncommon offering. I am going to package that uncommon offering. I'm not going to even wait till Sunday. I'm going to pack it up and I'm going to hold it. I'm going to allow God to breathe on it. Are you listening to me? I'm going to let God breathe on that uncommon harvest, because that's what it is. That uncommon seed is going to generate an uncommon harvest. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it. I'm going to put it in an envelope. I'm going to place it before the Lord. Yes, on Sunday I'm going to bring it, but I'm going to place it before the Lord and say, Lord, breathe on it. Breathe on my seed. Breathe on this. Water it. Multiply it. Hallelujah. The Lord says it's an offering of fire. His fire is going to come upon your offering. I am excited within my spirit, because lives are going to be so transformed, so changed. We are stepping into a realm of the supernatural that is not explainable by man. Say with me, I receive the anointing to be obedient to God's directives. Hallelujah. 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 Wise men, come, hear the word of God and do it. Amen? And God always adds resources to the wise. Praise the Lord. Open your hands unto the Lord, will you? And say with me, Father, I receive all that you have for me. I am greatly enlarged, so that my life can be your voice in the earth. Enlarge my voice. Grant me supernatural influence for your glory and honor. I this day grow in wisdom and in stature, finding favor with God and with men. Blessed be your holy name. I am blessed to be a blessing. I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give a good clap unto the Lord. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. What gift did God give to you tonight? Obedience. Amen? The gift of obedience. You're going to be able to do things that you couldn't have done before because the grace of obedience has come upon your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Just come and honor the Lord with your giving. Release that which God has placed in your hand and trust Him for a supernatural work of grace in your life. Hallelujah. Once again, man of God, thank you for the word. Amen. Amen. It's greatly appreciated. Mama, if you may please come, let us share in communion together. This time, would you please make certain that everybody is served? Praise God. Does anyone need the elements of communion? We all have it? Okay. Kadabo shakata di balado sokote baike. Rebalada santo shikato soko rebalada. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. As you take off this body of the Lord, let every chain of limitation, every chain that handicaps, every chain that holds you back, let every such chain be destroyed by the power of the anointing of the living God. Amen. Let all strongholds collapse. Amen. Let every mountain fall and fill the valleys. May you have a highway that evil cannot step into. The wild beast cannot come to.
Name of Jesus.
Foolishness does not even by error come into. May the God of heaven sanctify you, making you holy, His habitation. Let every stronghold of the enemy that sabotages be eradicated now. As you take off this body, may your body become His body, and His body become your body, sanctified and made holy. In Jesus' sovereign name, we call it so done.
Amen.
Amen. Take and eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we take off the wine tonight,
It's not the fermented wine, it's the wine, plain, simple juice. Jesus called his blood, called the wine his blood. That was before the cross. So we call this wine the blood of Jesus tonight.
Amen.
There are mysteries and the supernatural things that God does that it's none of, we don't have experiment to prove it, other than we know God is real. Amen?
Amen.
So as you participate of this tonight, the God who dwells among men, who dwells in our heart, who is the one that dwells in this tabernacle, you are called the temple of the living God. May your blood be healed.
Amen.
May your family be healed.
Amen.
May the invisible things that trouble you, may they be eradicated from your family.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The things that man cannot explain, that the eyes of God can see, may God's eyes watch over you and your family.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
May the answers that you need that you cannot find in earthly realm, may God from his tabernacle on high put it in your tabernacle.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As we remember his miraculous ways, as he has led the children of Israel 40 years. 40 years is not a joke to lead people who complain and whine all day long. Lord, your mercy endureth forever.
Yes, Lord.
We remember your mercy.
Yes, Father.
We remember your goodness.
Yes, Father.
When there is no water, you gave water from rock.
Hallelujah.
When there is no highway on the sea, you made a highway.
Hallelujah.
Not a wet highway, a dry highway.
Kadoboshata.
When there is no food to eat, you brought quails, blew them in, barbecue, take care of them. They did not eat sushi, they ate cooked meal.
Oh God,
so Lord, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
One wind of God brought more than enough food for millions of people. Father, we bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
The daily bread of life you provided, manna.
Yes, Father.
You are our provision, Lord.
Yes, you are.
We don't have to worry about tomorrow or what we eat or wear or dress with. You took care of it. You are still that same God.
Yes.
Clothes that do not wear out. Shoes that do not wear out. They grow with your body size.
Yes.
Oh, Father, we bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We remember your goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Can you tell God, I remember your goodness.
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 May your goodness always remain in our eyes.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Remain in our hearts.
Yes, Father.
No matter what we're going through, we'll remember you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
That you are a good God.
Yes,
you're
good,
an awesome God.
Awesome
you are God.
God
who watch over your children.
Yes.
You are the best Father.
Yes, you are.
You are awesome in every direction.
Yes, you
in
are.
Every way, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we take of this wonderful cup of blessing, may the blessing of God that makes our life so rich and add no sorrow provide divine health.
Yes.
Divine wealth.
Yes.
Divine peace.
Yes.
Divine joy.
Yes.
Gladness.
Yes.
In this season of gladness.
Amen.
May our heart be glad.
Amen.
When trouble comes, may we remember we are supposed to be glad.
Yes.
Somebody say, I'm glad.
I am 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 glad.
Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We serve a faithful God, and he's demonstrating his power in our lives. Be healed, be restored, be made every whit whole.
Amen.
You are made head and not tail,
Amen.
Above only and never beneath.
Amen.
You are saved, you and your household.
Amen.
And your testimony shall be heard from the rooftops.
Yes.
That which God has done in the secret shall be known on the rooftop.
Amen.
Because it's a good thing. It cannot be kept secret. God has blessed you and made you great. Receive it by the grace of the living Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you guys.
Bless you. Praise God.
Praise God.
We've turned off from the rest of the world, and except for those on Zoom. But thank you so very much for being here.